Hey, this is Will Smith, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors.
Faith was declared the night in the great void of my life. I could feel the shape of what was missing, like the way the woolly mammoth stands so tall and bold in our minds. I was shaking at the size of my cry and the true love it described. I know day's dawning now, so ends my holy night. It's back to the world I go, back to the girl.
Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is one of our curated podcasts. On the episode today, we've got Ollie Arney. How's it going, Ollie?
Thanks, it's going well.
All right, so Ollie plays under a few different names. I'll let him pronounce it because they're a little difficult.
Yeah, so basically I perform under the name Nuojuva nowadays, and I used to perform under the name Osmal, and I also do a little different stuff with my own name, Olli Arni. So that's basically my repertoire.
All right. So what's new, Olli? What's new in the life of Olli Arni?
Nothing new, really. It's springtime, so I guess more skateboarding nowadays because it's getting warmer and snow is melting in Helsinki. So that's pretty much about it.
Sure. So you mentioned that you have those. You used to be under the name Osmal.
Yeah.
And you've now changed it to Nuojuva? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay, so what is the difference, I guess, between the two?
I don't know really if I have a definite answer for that question, but I think there is some change in my direction of making music. So basically, my new stuff doesn't have that much like hip-hop influence, or it kind of has, but it's not so audible, and it's more based on songwriting, I guess. And yeah, it's hard for me to say.
All right. So for those who might not be familiar with your music, how would you describe it?
I'd say it's kind of like sample-based, some kind of ambient folk pop music, something like that. Quite slow and textural and very, very arrhythmic, not so much rhythms.
Okay. So you have two new records out right now?
Yeah, I have one CD and one tape out just recently.
Okay, so you want to talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, sure. I was working on those two releases at the same time, and basically I had this kind of like idea like how I want to make my record sound, and I just picked the bunch of tracks for CD that made the coherent work as a whole. And then I had these like other tracks that were really good to me but didn't quite suit that context, so I decided to make a release of those as well, and then it turned out it was quite like a work as a whole too. So I was basically putting them out at the same time, and they are made at the same period of time also, but I guess the tape is already sold out, so you can just download it on some blog or something.
Okay.
But CD is still available. So.
Sure. So you want to mention what they're named?
The CD is called Valot Kauka, which means something like lights from far away, and the tape is called Otavaisit Otsakkaha, which is pretty much impossible to translate because it's like a really old folk poetry verse. So I didn't even try to do it.
Sure. What do Osmal and Nuojuva mean?
Usmal doesn't mean anything actually. just two made up words. And Nuojuva means basically like swaying, but it's also pretty much like extinct word.
Okay.
Like no one's actually using it, I guess, but it means swaying. And once my friend said that he doesn't know what like either of those mean, and he's Finnish, so I guess it's not so simple with this sure. new name either.
All right, so you're from Finland, right?
Yeah.
So how is the music scene in Finland right now?
Basically, I live in Helsinki, so I can't speak for other cities, but here it's quite vital and quite varied also. Like the underground scene, it's not like huge if you think about the amount of people contributing to it, but basically there's lots of different stuff going on, and it's quite nice. Quite many shows, and also like foreign artists coming here quite often, and it's really nice.
That's good. So you came up with the playlist in today's show. Was there any theme, or what were you trying to go for whenever you came up with this playlist?
Basically, I just started off with some of my favorite songs and some newer stuff and something that's hopefully not as obvious as other tracks might be.
Sure. So, what was the actually two first tracks that we opened off today's show with?
The first track was Against the Sky by Vashti Bunyan, and the second one was Woolly Mammoth's Mighty Absence by Maldiri. Basically, Vashti Bunyan is, I could say, like pretty much my favorite artist, and I've been listening a lot of her first record, Just Another Diamond Day, but like recently I rediscovered her new record, Look Aftering, and I've been listening to this song quite a lot lately, so I decided it could be like good opener for this show.
All right, so how did you first get involved in making, you know, sample-based music?
I guess it was just because I wanted to make my own music when I was like a youngster, and I didn't have any band or anything like that. So basically I had a synthesizer and some like demo version software on my computer, and somehow I just figured out that there's quite kind of like sampler feature on my synthesizer, like really basic. It had something like maybe 3 seconds of sampling time, and I started like, hey, I know this one song, where is this drum loop? Because I wasn't very good at like playing the drum tracks with the keyboard. So I decided like, hey, I can use this drum loop and loop it with this sampler thing, and started like that. And it's been going from there, basically.
Sure. So I know that if I were to, you know, play your music to the average person on the street here in America, they would probably, let's say, not appreciate it. Is this style of music that you play, would you say it's like more so appreciated where you're from?
No, I don't know. I guess it's the same everywhere.
Sure. So if you, let's say, you're on a bus or something, and it comes up that you're talking to someone for some reason, and you mention that you make music, and they ask you, oh, so what kind of music do you make? So what do you tell the average person?
Okay, if that happens, which it doesn't happen that often, but I guess I would say like I do relaxed ambient music.
Okay.
Or like maybe I could say like electronic music, or just like something simple.
Sure. Okay. All right. So we'll jump into the next block right here. What's going to be the first track to start us off?
It's Losing My Taste for the Nightlife by Arthur Russell.
Drive 16 and I'm looking for something I don't wanna do. Because my coming to town, it took me from you. Now I'm losing my taste for the
unista jäätelön palaa, se pienillä hampailla syö. Ja sillä on sininen auto, ja se auto hyrrää näin. Surrur, surrur, ja lähtee unen sinistä maata päin. Ja pieni sateen varjo on aivan kallellaan. Ja sinistä unien kirjaa se kantaa kainalossaan. Ja unien sinimaahan se lapset autolla vie. Surrur, surrur, ja sinne on sininen uninen tie. Ja siellä on kultainen metsä, ja metsässä kultainen puu. Ja unien sinilintu, ja linnulla kultainen suu. Ja se unien sinilintu, se lapsia tuudittaa. Se laulaa unisen laulun, la 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 la.
All right, welcome back to Post-Rock Paper Scissors. On the show today, we've got Ali Arne, who is, I guess you can say, an ambient artist from Finland, Helsinki. And he came up with today's playlist. So, Ali, what did we play in that last block right there?
There was Arthur Russell's Losing My Taste for the Nightlife and Sininen Uni by Tapio Rautavaara.
All right. So, let us know a little bit about those tracks. Or how did you first get into them, I guess?
Arthur Russell, I've been listening to a long time. I remember there was some article about him in one Finnish music magazine, like way back. And I used to go to the library and read all those magazines. I didn't have like internet connection back in the day, so I couldn't just download anything. And somehow I just managed to find Arthur Russell's record in like big. How should I say, like huge kind of like grocery store or just like market.
Sure.
In my small hometown. It was quite strange and I bought it and I've been listening to it quite a lot ever since.
Sure. And the track after that, I'm guessing it's someone native to Finland?
Yeah, it's Finnish musician and actor and athlete Tapio Rautavaara. It's basically a lullaby for children and I really like this guy's music and he's been like a really talented dude, but I basically picked this one up because one of my big loves in music is this kind of like old orchestration thing. Like this track has amazing orchestration and I like to imagine how the studio looks like because there aren't so many microphones and there are just like people placed around the place and this is what you hear this moment like decades afterwards and you have this amazing sound and amazing orchestration.
All right, sounds good. So I like to ask a lot of, I guess, silly quick questions here. We'll start off with some pretty basic ones. What is the last film you watched?
The last film I watched, can't remember. I think it was some Finnish comedy.
Okay.
I don't know if I should even bother to say it here because most of the listeners are
sure
speaking other languages. But
are there a lot of Finnish films? Or is there like a Finnish film industry?
Yeah, there is some, but basically there are a couple of mainstream movies, like big mainstream movies every year and like smaller things coming out, but I can't really say I'm like following much of it.
Sure. Okay, so what is the last book you read?
Basically, I've been, for the last year or so, I've been reading just folk poetry from Finland. So I guess I could say it's just like it's big collection or like archive of folk poetry. Okay. From like 18th century to 19th century.
So is folk poetry like a big influence on you? Because you mentioned like you have one of your album titles comes from a folk poem.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's been lately quite a big source of inspiration for me.
All right. Okay, so what is the most embarrassing record you have in your music collection or in your MP3 player or whatever?
I guess I actually bought one today. With I went to this flea market and I found like sealed copy of R. Kelly's "I Wish" on 12-inch vinyl, and I'm like huge fan of that song, and I've been listening so much. And today I found the copy for like €1, and it was sealed copy. So I've been psyched the whole day about it.
Sure. So should we expect maybe an R. Kelly remix by you?
I hope not.
All right. So, which of these two do you prefer, coffee or tea?
I prefer tea, actually. I drink coffee too, but I'm kind of trying to develop a taste on tea because I basically like just basic coffee. That's enough for me. But with teas, I'm willing to go more into them. And, yeah.
Okay. And finally, which do you prefer, a hand dryer or a paper towel?
I don't know. I guess hand dryer is like more ecological. I don't know.
Sure. Sure. So we'll jump into the next block right here. What's going to be the first track to start us off?
It's From a Late Night Train by The Blue Nile.
Station going home. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Ali Arne, who curated today's podcast. So, Ali, what did we play in that last block right there?
First, there was From a Late Night Train by The Blue Nile, and the second was Schwarzschild Radius by Stefan Maffeo, and the third track was Bertha by Lichen Gumbo.
All right. So do you want to mention a little bit about those tracks?
Yeah. From a Late Night Train is, like, I could say for my previous record, I could say it's like the most influential track in terms of its like atmosphere and sounds and this really late night and like dimming lights wide there is. And I'm really big fan of Paul Buchanan's vocals also, and this, the whole approach of the Blue Nile.
Okay. And after that?
After that, there was Schwarzschild Radius by Stefan Maffeo, and this track was pretty much my favorite piece of music from 2011, so that's why I chose this one to have something really recent also. And yeah, basically I was listening to this track almost every night I went to sleep, or actually the whole record, but this is the first track and it lasts 10 minutes, so I basically usually fall asleep during this one. So I'd say like this is one of the tracks I've been listening actually the most in my life in that sense.
All right. And how about that Lichen Gumbo track?
Lichen Gumbo is a duo by me and my friend Ville, and we had just our first tape released on the Russian Full of Nothing label, and this has been a duo that has been going on for quite many years, and we just recently started releasing our stuff, and we're so happy to do this, and it's quite different to the stuff I've been releasing as a solo. And
how did you get started in that with that duo?
Basically, we live in different cities quite a long way away from each other, and we've been friends for a long time, and at some point we just started thinking like maybe we should make some music together, even though we come from quite different backgrounds. Ville comes from much more like rock and roll orientated background, and I come from like electronic stuff, and we had some like common ground anyway, and we decided like, hey, maybe we can do this thing. And we've been Ville is also sending me like tapes of his own playing and like whatever files, and we just basically construct our music through the mail. And lately we've been doing a couple of jams together, and yeah, it's a nice nice variety to what I do alone.
All right, sounds good. So I know we're 1/4 of the way into 2012 so far, but you mentioned that was one of your favorite tracks of last year. So what were some of your favorite albums last year?
My favorite records for 2011, this Stefan Maffeo's A Static Place record was, I could say, pretty much my favorite. And Grouper also released two great records. And there was this one by Christopher Hess and Stephen McFall called The Inescapable Fox, which was on Under the Spire. And this one, I think, was kind of like overlooked record, and it was really like top-notch for me. And basically, I was listening to a lot of stuff by Motion Sickness of Time Travel and Nova Scotian Arms and their duo Quiet Evenings, and they released like huge pile of music, so it's really hard to pick one out from there. And Black Eagle Child's two records, and so many good ones. Also Russ G released quite nice instrumental hip-hop stuff, and yeah, I guess I could go on forever, but these are like my favorites.
All right, so before we jump into this last few tracks, what's next for Ali Arne?
Basically, I'm just making another record, and or actually I might be making like more than one releases at the time, but I don't know yet which is to come. So yeah, just making more music, that's pretty much about it.
Sure. Okay, so what are these final two tracks that we're going to hear here?
The first one is Acetate by We Owe Motors, and the second one is Late Day Sun Silhouettes by Motion Sickness of Time Travel. This We Owe Motors is a really good friend of mine, and he made this kind of like self-released tape last year, and I've been listening quite a lot of this stuff, and I think it has like the one of the nicest soundscapes I've heard in a while. I guess it was recorded on just like some pretty basic old tape recorder and acoustic guitar, but if I try to do that, it doesn't sound at all like this. I don't know what has happened. There is some magic involved on this track. And it's really like lo-fi. Yeah, this one I've been listening to a lot. And the last track is by Motion Sickness of Time Travel, who provided some vocals for my tracks for my CD and also tape I released actually on Motion Sickness of Time Travel's own own label. And yeah, this is also top-notch stuff from last year. Really atmospheric stuff and suits perfectly like for the summer days.
Okay. So how did you get into contact with, I guess, Motion Sickness of Time Travel to do that collaboration?
I just contacted her and asked if she'd be up for it, because she had also released one record under the Quiet Evenings duo on Preservation, who is also my label, and basically I just could easily approach her because I was a fan of her music and loved her like ambient songwriting mixture, and I thought it might be like really good match, and she was like super into it and really nice to work with, and yeah, I've been really happy to have her on my record.
Sure. So you mentioned that this is a good track to listen to during the summer.
Yeah.
So I know that the seasons in Finland are quite different. The winter and the summer are quite different.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself listening to different things during different seasons? And do you find your music, I guess, being maybe darker or something during the winter and happier in the summer?
Yeah, I guess I listen to different music on different seasons, but not just like exclusively different stuff. But yeah, I like this like mellow sounds in the summertime, and also like the wintertime, it's maybe like easier to listen to some darker stuff. Doesn't feel so much out of the place, and I guess it also affects my music quite a lot too. I don't really know how, but somehow I'm just very aware of the season all the time.
Sure. All right. So, Ollie, any last words before we jump into these tracks?
nothing special. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. All right. Thank you for doing today's show.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So we'll jump into the last two tracks. Here is VO Motors with Acetate, and follow that by Motion Sickness of Time Travel with Late Day Sun Silhouettes. Thank you.
Yeah.